There we are. All right. So coming up in just a few moments' time, we're going to be hopefully speaking on the line to Ireland, I think Republic of Ireland, with Sunita from a band called Shukra. They are an Irish future soul band. We'll find out what that means. But I thought before we do, we ought to play the single. Technically, I could argue this is a shared experience, apart from the fact I've heard this track before. I've got to tell you, actually, I am going to tell you this story beforehand. This is the radio edit version of this. See if you can spot what we're... What word got altered in the lyrics? Shukra, a notion. There we go. The track's called Notion. The band is called Shukra. They're from Ireland. And hopefully I'm joined on the line right this moment by Sunita from Shukra. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Quite well. Thanks so much for having me.
Excellent. Listen, thanks for joining us. This isn't the sort of sound you would normally expect to come out of Ireland. Sorry, that's just a sweeping generalisation. But, you know, it is the sort of sound I would expect to hear coming out from South or East London. Is there a lot of this sort of, you know, called future soul coming from your part of the world? Or are you unique amongst the local bands?
I guess the future soul tag is something that we kind of would have categorized ourselves as, kind of more in line with stuff that we see coming out of the US and even in the UK, as you said. But there is an exploding kind of urban scene that's really after taking off in the last like 5 years in Ireland. So there's a lot more kind of rap and neo soul and pop with a kind of urban flair. So new faces and new kind of flavors coming out of Ireland these days.
It just goes to show you, doesn't it? And again, you would instantly assume, okay, so you're based in Ireland, therefore you must be based in Dublin, but you're not. You're based in Cork, is that right?
Yeah. So actually, I've moved up to Dublin in the last couple of months. The rest of the guys are based in Cork. So we're doing a bit of long distance at the moment, just testing the perimeters of our relationship, but it's working out so far.
Okay. Now, according to the notes we had through from your company, you've all come from a musical background in your own right. So how did you all get together?
Right, yeah. So I did live in Cork right up until about 6 months ago, and I lived there for the last 10 years or so, and that's where I studied. I did music and English. Myself and the keyboardist would have been in the exact same university and kind of knew of each other through different ensembles and performance classes, and gradually just kind of through the Cork music scene, because it's a relatively small city for anyone that's kind of familiar with Cork. Like if you're in a certain type of music scene, like if you know like neo soul or R&B or hip hop or anything like that, I guess the community was kind of smaller again, and we kind of all gravitated towards each other in terms of going to gigs and studying and stuff and talking about all that stuff. But then eventually we formed up a kind of partially covers band, but then also tried to write some stuff to kind of wean out the covers and hopefully have a bit of original music of ourselves. So at that stage, it was like a nine-piece band, and we were called Mustache Latte, which is a bit of a random name. But
I won't ask.
To be honest, I couldn't even tell you the actual core meaning of it. I think we just thought it sounded good at the time. But yeah, we've been going for about 5-6 years now, and renamed ourselves to Shukra, which is the Irish for sugar. And yeah, and kind of just been developing the sound ever since then.
But you've done very well. Best act of 2017, one of 50 people to watch in 2018 by the Irish Times. You know, support for you in your home country and in Northern Ireland as well seems to be pretty strong. How easy is it to get across the Irish Sea and get established in the UK?
Yeah. It's a bit of a learning curve for us as well. I would kind of say that, you know, the Irish music scene probably felt a bit smaller. Now it seems like, as I said, you know, because of such a burst of urban music kind of emerging, there seems to be new acts and new bands popping up pretty much like every second day kind of a thing. And everyone's doing something very unique. And I guess it's because, you know, traditionally Ireland didn't really have that much of a varied music scene. I think it was probably more traditionally known with like indie music and maybe some pop and rock and roll, you know, which is the long held reputation for the country. Now there seems to be like a second or third wave of, you know, people like myself, either second generation or third generation immigrants, but also just people that would have grown up with hip hop, you know, now that it's a two decade age genre. There's people that are growing up with it that are doing their own thing and not really trying to reference like UK grime and kind of the tone and flavor of what it sounds like, you know, in the UK as well as in the US. There's a unique sound coming out of it. So in terms of support for Irish acts within Ireland, I think everyone's really curious and very excited by this new energy of music coming out, and a lot of it really holds up you know, beyond Ireland, and obviously the internet kind of helps that a good bit. But whenever we started, it probably was just that little bit harder, because really whenever we started making music and we had our first single, Woman, people were like, Irish Neo Soul. What is that? You know, and usually if there was an artist from Ireland like Samantha Mumba, or I know that there's another singer, Laura, I can't remember her second name, but like they would usually have to cross over to the US or somewhere else to be kind of given any credibility, you know. Whereas now I think a lot of other countries as well as Ireland are paying more attention to, you know, the sound coming out of it and paying attention to the fact that it actually holds up on a wider scale as the internet and kind of, you know, Spotify streams and all of those things will validate.
Well, and you say that, I mean, you've clocked up, according to this, you've clocked up around 300,000 streams. That doesn't happen by accident, does it?
Yeah, hopefully not. Yeah, a bit of hard work and then, yeah, exactly, you know, receptive ears.
Yeah, people are starting to hear you, people are starting to like you. Will we see you in the UK, and is there an album coming out?
Yes. So just this very Friday, October 25th, our debut album comes out. It's called Shukra. It kind of feels appropriate to call it that after so long. And we are playing in the UK in the new year. So we're currently booking dates. We're probably going to play London, Sheffield and Glasgow. As for the actual venues and dates specifics, I don't have that right now, but sure. We're basically in conversation, so that should be announced early in the new year. But we have album launches in Dublin and in Cork anyway in the meantime, in November on the 15th and 17th. So all updates are on our websites, shukra.com, and our Instagram and that. So we'll definitely be hitting up the UK in the new year and doing a bit of a mini European tour from the UK on.
And I guess the trick for you guys is going to be, as you say, when you're writing your own songs, that it's important that, as you say, you kind of come at it from the Irish angle, from the Republic's angle. You're going to start and tour around, you're going to start and see the world. The danger is you don't take all that back home and start writing songs the same as everybody else. You know, you've got to keep that Irish angle on it, have you? That's kind of a unique thing and something worth preserving, presumably.
Right, exactly. And I think that we're kind of seeing people be curious about that whole thing. I guess like Ireland just as a whole has kind of surfaced just on a wider lens in terms of press and kind of cultural things that are happening, you know, like on a political level and stuff. So I think we're not quite as quiet and shy a country. There's certain revolutions happening on a political and cultural level that mean that a lot of people coming out of that have a lot to say. A lot of the songs I write tend to kind of have an element of looking at like feminism and empowerment and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's something that's unique or maybe contributing to a wider conversation in music that people are paying attention to. So it's a great time for us.
It sounds like it is. It sounds like you're having fun as well. So so you and you're looking forward to doing the rounds. Good luck with the single. Yes. It's out and about. We're playing it here on Cambridge 105 Radio. So thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you so much, Neil.
Keep us posted with the album. And if you're ever in Cambridge playing gigs, do make sure you let us know, won't you?
We definitely will. You'll be sorry you actually said that.
No, do come. We've got people. We can put you in touch with people. Don't worry. We know people around here. Lovely. Sunita, thank you. So I'm going to have to ask you as well. I fought shy of pronouncing your surname. How's it pronounced?
That's okay. To be fair, I couldn't pronounce it till I was seven. So Apia Kerrang is the surname.
Apia Kerrang. Okay. I've got it now. Whereabouts is that from?
It's Ghanaian. Apia is kind of like I think that's like a giveaway that it's from Ghana.
Right. Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, lovely to speak to you this afternoon. Thanks again. Good luck with the single, and we'll see you when you come to Cambridge then.
Nice one, likewise. Take it easy. Bye.
Thanks very much indeed. There we are. That's Sunita from Shukra, and that track Notions is out and about now.